Here's something that's been on researchers' minds. What if we could spot kids at real risk for internet gaming disorder before things spiral? Not just by counting gaming hours, but by looking at how their brains are actually wired. I just came across a really interesting paper from BMC Medicine, dropped March 26th this year, that's tackling exactly this. The researchers used neurobiological subtyping to map out risk profiles, and the findings? Honestly compelling. Let me walk you through it. First, the context. Internet gaming disorder is becoming a real public health issue, especially for young people. We're seeing rising rates globally, and up until now, the playbook has been pretty reactive. Kids develop problems, then we step in. This research team had a different idea. What if we could identify genuine risk before it happens, based on brain connectivity patterns? That could change the game. Here's where it gets interesting. They examine something called impulsivity-linked resting state functional connectivity. In plain terms, they measured how different brain regions talk to each other when you're at rest, focusing specifically on the patterns tied to impulsive behavior. The clever part? They didn't just pick one connectivity pattern. They found that combining both positively and negatively impulsivity-linked RSFC features actually predicted current IGD severity way better than either one alone. In their training set, they hit a correlation of 0. 73? Solid. Tested on fresh data? They got an R of 0. 27. Statistically significant at P equals 0. 009. That's real validation, but here's what matters most. Two distinct neurobiological subtypes emerged. Follow these kids over 2 years, and the high-risk subtype showed a 23.61% conversion rate to IGD, nearly a quarter developed the disorder versus 6.76% in the low-risk group. Statistically significant at P equals 0.002. And it wasn't just one group. They replicated it in an independent sample. 22.2% in the high-risk group. 4.3% in the low-risk group. That replication matters because it tells us this isn't a fluke of one dataset. So what's actually going on in the brain? High-risk individuals showed reduced connectivity in the orbitofrontal cortex, the region that handles decision-making and impulse control, and increased connectivity in the occipital regions, which process visual information. And here's what stands out. These patterns correlated directly with impulsivity levels. We're not talking about vague brain differences. These connectivity patterns map onto actual behavior. Digging deeper, the team pinpointed two brain circuits that partially mediated the relationship between baseline impulsivity and future IGD severity, the left orbitofrontal insula connection and the right precentral lateral occipital connection. So the emerging picture is about an imbalance, an orbitofrontal occipital brain circuit imbalance. Think of the orbitofrontal cortex as your executive control center, your ability to say no. The occipital? That's about processing what you see. When that balance tips, vulnerability creeps in. What strikes me as conceptually significant is this. We're not just catching kids who are gaming heavily. We're identifying kids with a specific brain signature of vulnerability, a signature that predicts who'll develop the disorder down the line. That distinction matters because it points to a biological marker, not just a symptom. What's the practical takeaway? The authors propose that orbitofrontal occipital brain circuit imbalance could serve as a neurobiological marker for elevated risk. Integrate this kind of neuroimaging into early screening, and we might spot high-risk youth sooner, opening the door to targeted interventions before the disorder fully takes hold. Think cognitive behavioral therapy, mindfulness, family-based approaches. A biological marker gives clinicians a more solid framework. There's a reality check, though. The effect sizes are moderate, and we'd need more work before scaling up brain-based screening everywhere. but as a proof of concept for neurobiological risk stratification in IGD, it's genuinely compelling. We're headed toward a world where psychiatric conditions get defined not just by behavior, but by the brain connectivity patterns underneath it all. And that feels like real progress for precision mental health.